Good morning. It is Tuesday morning, Election Day, major day for the United States of America. People who are left after nearly 100 million people have already early voted are heading to the polls. Alan, how about this? The results in Dixville Notch, the New Hampshire town near the Canadian border, were a sweep for former Vice President Joe Biden, who won the town's 5 votes. Well, a very small sample size.
Indeed it is, David. And the answer is, this is one of the scariest elections that has ever happened. In fact, it is the scariest election that has ever happened. We had a tightly contested election when Abraham Lincoln was elected for the second time, but everybody agreed that there was a civil war, of course. But here we have an election in which one candidate is calling the people who tried to force the other candidate's bus or one of them belonging to the other candidate off the road, and the president describes them as patriots. This is very reminiscent of earlier dictators who came to power in exactly this way. In fact, David, I'm going to say that today the American democracy is up for grabs. Either we're going to have it or we are going to go in a direction with a president who admires Vladimir Putin, Mr. Duterte in the Philippines, and who has made no secret about the fact that he'd like to have a third term, which is forbidden by the Constitution. Oh, I was just kidding. No, as Freud said, there is no joke. So the fact of the matter is that we are in a very tough situation in this country right now. Now, there are so-called experts who predicted correctly, as I did in the last election, that Trump would win, but they are saying Trump will win again, and that there are secret voters who don't want to talk about it. The so-called, as you have mentioned to me, David, the David Duke effect. You know, there's some things you don't tell your pollsters and you don't tell your mother. So this is the toughest election to figure out that we have ever seen. People are coming out in droves, letting themselves be seen as voters, and they are not taking any chances. They wanted to get in early. So when you say 100 million, what's 100 million? 100 million is a lot of people. And it is going to be a day which is going to have a lot of people sitting on pins and needles.
And how important is the get out the vote machine from both parties, Alan? We're talking about elderly getting rides to the polls for those who don't have transportation and other methods to get people to vote.
Well, David, we know this president doesn't want people to vote. He's making it tougher and tougher. He and his party are going to the courts. The courts are ruling against them. But you see where they are. They don't want people voting. Now, if you're a person of color, it's extraordinarily important that people who had been historically disenfranchised one way or the other get out to the polls and vote, as it is for every American. So you see Barack Obama going to the places where you know it's all about turnout, and he is the most remarkable speaker. I sat there yesterday literally with tears in my eyes. He's so good. He is both serious. He knows when to lighten up. He's an extraordinary voice in this country right now. And he's giving it his all. No question. There's no holding back. He's doing what they're asking him to. Joe Biden is doing as well as he can. And there's no question that he's not a Barack Obama in terms of speaking, but he's very good. And he's been able to do what he's doing. Donald Trump, if you watch him, when he's on stage before his super spreader events, where he doesn't give a damn whether they're wearing a mask or not, in fact, encourages them not to wear a mask. And we know from the scientific studies that are going on that they're getting sick. And yet there is something in the psyche of a segment of this population that says, we don't care. You know, you talk about drinking the Kool-Aid, this is it. So, David, this is a day of incredible decision-making in the United States. I want to go on to say something else, because there are patriots, and one of them is a man named John Dunn, who passed away the night before last. A Republican, by the way, but as my mom would say, the best of that kind, was a guy who took on the forces of, well, evil, and he wouldn't let them get away with it in his own party. This is at a time when people were really incredibly respectful of John Dunn. He became the Deputy Attorney General for Civil Rights in this country. He was of counsel to one of the most important law firms in our area. He was a state senator. He was a WAMC board member, and we really loved him. He was just a great, great man. He was one in a million. You don't see people like that come and go, and he did it for all of us, and what a respectful, decent fellow he was. 91 years old, had a good run, but not long enough.
You will be greatly missed. And so is that respect for each other's opinion and reaching a hand across the aisle that we've lost in this country. And we may have to endure it a little longer than election night, right, Alan? I mean, despite the fact that the votes will be coming in, we have other votes to be counted. And the president is trying to say that, you know, we're only going to accept those that come in on election night.
David, look, this guy is so obvious. He's saying, if I win on Election Day, if the Republicans come out as expected in huge numbers, and I win on this day, and I want to ignore all of the, I don't like the mail-in ballots, I've made that clear. I don't like the fact that people are going to be coming in, having their ballots counted later on. Now, if he wins, that'll be the line. But let's say he loses. Will he say, then we have to count all the ballots, every single ballot, in a desperate attempt to stay in? You know, there have been published reports, David, that he's very nervous about the kinds of civil and criminal efforts that might be taken by state and federal government should he lose this election. And that's going to be something.
Well, just a programming note, join Alan and Joe Donahue, Ian Pickus, and the entire news team tonight at 7 o'clock. Start news coverage of the elections, and the team will be on it. We hope you'll be listening. It's going to be a very, very long night. The news team might cross with me in the morning.
We've just passed Halloween without much notice, but this is one of the scariest times I have ever seen, because as a political scientist, I can tell you, this is the most crucial election that this country has ever seen. Do we keep our democracy or do we lose it?